This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to cast each other as a threat to Americans' day-to-day security. The Democratic presidential candidate, Biden, says he will visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, Thursday, 2 days after Republican President Donald Trump. Wednesday, President Trump marked Japan's surrender in World War II by saluting American strength and taking a swipe at his November rival. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In front of a battleship in North Carolina, the president saluted 97-year-old Herschel Woody Williams, a Medal of Honor recipient who fought at Iwo Jima.
He's 100% sharp. I know a 78-year-old that's not so sharp.
A shot at Joe Biden. While the White House had said there was no political purpose in the visit to North Carolina, a key battleground, the president hit Biden and the Democrats as stone-cold crazy, and invoking recent violence in some cities, said the only way to respond is through strength.
We're not ashamed in America. We're not ashamed of anything.
Accusing Democrats of standing with anarchists and against law enforcement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For his part, Joe Biden lashed out at the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus during a campaign stop in his home state of Delaware, as millions of students start a new school year either virtually or under restrictive conditions. Wednesday, Canada said it, quote, strongly condemned the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and called on Moscow to explain what happened and ensure those responsible were held accountable. The foreign minister said in a tweet, quote, the use of chemical weapons is despicable and abhorrent, end quote. Earlier Wednesday, Germany said a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent had been used to poison Navalny. This is VOA News.